of June the 10th, Eileen was suffering from a throat problem which caused great difficulty in her speaking. She was therefore not expecting to be used for speech by Sandemet.
We'll probably forget it after the funeral now. We had a very, very bad rescue session on Wednesday. One of the Chernobyl people.
Oh,
okay. Learned a bit. Heather said she felt as though she had got a big gap between the top of her legs and the bottom of her chest. And her hands were blown off. We came through very, very distraught, really one of the worst she's ever had. In fact, they sent somebody through afterwards to thank her especially for taking it.
Well done.
You managed to...
No, I recorded, but when it was on, but a band broke on the recorder,
right.
So the tape snarled up.
But you were able to relax the spirit?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would like to record, well, it may have recorded, but of course it was no good. I had to get the spare recorder out.
It's an incredible experience, that must be.
Oh, yes, it was, of course it was virtually instantaneous, but he had deliberately, I knew, I don't have to tell you how I know, because I don't know myself how I know, but he had gone into the danger area with some mates or workmen or comrades, whatever you like, knowing that they'd never come out.
Mm.
That it was a desperate attempt to stop the explosion. Just that few seconds too late.
Yes, that would be a really good sort of film thing.
It would,
you know,
yeah.
It would be a modern day heroic, because we don't really have much in the way of modern day heroic kind of films, do we?
We tend
to go back in history and have things.
That's right. But it was definitely, I had a vivid impression of what they had done. Gone in, knowing it was a forlorn hope, but at least trying.
He was one of a team that went in.
Yes.
I say to you, my friends, do you did not witness what this one has just spoken of? You can be assured that it all stems from the work you and your colleagues do in this temple of love. It was a tremendous experience for the lady concerned. We cannot express sufficiently our gratitude and even our admiration for her taking on such a task. We know that it left her somewhat depleted, but that was taken care of. But I wish to tell you, as I shall tell the others at the next meeting, that the group whose representative came here and was dealt with as usual are now well on their way to accepting the new conditions in which they find themselves. I thought it was only fair that I should come to tell you this, to confirm once again that you cannot possibly ever know, whilst you are in this physical plane, the tremendous work that you all do to help those just across the border. We can only ask that you continue to give your time, your energy, and your love in these matters. For this, we thank you in advance for all that still remains to be done.
Well, we thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
We ask God's blessing upon you all. Never fear that you will be left with any definite reaction after such a rescue, as you call it. All will be resolved. God be with you all, my friends.
God be with you.
And thank you. Thank you.
God be with you.
Thank you.